Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Cannery Fish Wars came to a head in August 1916 with a fight in the middle of the Rogue River. It began when Claude Barden, a fisherman for the Seaboard Cannery, was setting up his drift net at the mouth of the Rogue near Gold Beach. Roderick McClay of McClay Cannery had just placed a seine net upstream and was heading back in his boat when Barden's net blocked him. Instead of letting McClay by, Barden pulled his net from shore to shore, forcing McClay to get out of the water and hold Barden's net down so his boat could get over it. Barden yelled at McClay to release his net, then jumped into the water, grabbed McClay by the neck, and choked him until McClay let go. The next morning, a warrant was issued for Barden's arrest on charges of assault and battery. He appeared in court and paid a $9 fine, the equivalent of $132 in 2019. A few weeks later, the Oregon Fish and Game Commission prohibited drift nets in the mouth of the Rogue. Governor James Withycombe, chairman of the commission, predicted it would stop the constant trouble between canneries. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Demscher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.